The Yankees look for a series win at Safeco Field, and D.D. Gregorius would do his part to make sure that would happen.
Gregorius slams that to right field. Haniger back at the wall. It is gone. It's 2-0 Yankees. Gregorius cranks that to right field. Does it have the height? It does. Home run number 2 on the day for D.D. Gregorius. That's a line drive into left center field. Frazier on the run. He won't get there. That'll go to the wall. The game is tied, and with Gamble coming home, Seattle in front 4-3.
And Pazos will deal 0-2. Swung on and lined down the left field line. It is a diving try and a base hit. One run will score, and that's all. It's a base hit for Gardner, an RBI, and the Yanks have tied the game at 4 with the bases loaded and one out. And the pitch is lined, base hit, over third, down the left field line. One run scores Todd Frazier. Here's the second run, Torreyes. It is a 2-run double for Clint Frazier, and the Yankees take a 6-4 lead.
And that would be your final. The Yankees take 3 out of 4 from the Mariners and snap a 10-series winless streak. And Caleb Smith makes his first big league start for the Yankees. He goes 3 2/3 and gives up 4 runs. With the win, the Yankees improved to 51-46 on the season. Here's their manager, Joe Girardi.
I think especially going into an off day, we can build on this. And obviously, we get to go home for a while and start out, you know, on a long road trip and be able to have a positive road trip, I think is a good sign, too.
Joe, it seems like things are moving in the right direction. Why do you believe they're going to continue to trend upwards?
Well, I just, you know, I like the moves that we've made. I like that we've got, you know, pretty much, you know, some guys back physically. I think our starters have done, you know, somewhat of a better job, and our bullpen's getting back on track, and I think our bullpen's much deeper.
Clint Frazier responsible for the go-ahead runs. What is it about him that it seems like he's always involved in a big play, really impacts the baseball on both sides?
I think that because when he hits the baseball, he impacts it. And, you know, a lot of times good things are going to happen. They're going to be doubles and home runs, and he's got a pretty good approach. He's got a pretty patient approach, but he's had some big hits for us.
I think he's only had one walk. Can you elaborate on that?
He gets into long at-bats. It's not, you know, bam, bam, bam. He gets into long at-bats. You know, he looks for pitches to hit. And, you know, I know he's only walked once. I think those, as time goes on, will turn into more as he understands what pitchers are trying to do to him. But very seldom do you make him see him make a first pitch out, a second pitch out. They're longer at-bats. Yeah, probably. Probably because of the season that Judge has had, a lot of our guys' season have been overlooked to this point. And, you know, I understand how that happens, but, yeah, I mean, Didi's been big. And, you know, we were talking, you know, he hadn't had much success off of Gallardo going into today. I still felt it was a good matchup for him, and, it turned out to be. But, I mean, he's had a really good start at the second half, too. I can't think of a lot now. I don't know the National League shortstops like I know the American League shortstops, but, I mean, he's been pretty good. And consider he missed a month.
Joe, the way things went from the middle of June to the middle of July, do you feel fortunate to be 2.5 out?
Yeah, I do. You know, we really had a hard time. And we had built, you know, where we get pretty far over 500, but, you know, we fell and we were struggling and we were having a hard time winning games, and to only be 2.5 out, I mean, we've still got a ton of games in our division. You know, you feel pretty fortunate.
Joe, this rotation spot, Sess has struggled. You went to Smith. You haven't been getting like that, but how do you kind of plan to get through it, and do you feel like you can upgrade there?
Yeah, well, I mean, we did what we had to do today to get through it. And we'll continue to do that. I mean, that's our job, to figure out how to get through it. And, you know, it looked like he was going to get out of that fourth inning. He got the 2 outs with the bases loaded, and he didn't get a fastball where he wanted. It turned out to 4 runs, but, you know, we'll keep battling through it. That's all you can do.
I know we've asked you about it a lot, but using Chad Green for the first time on back-to-back days, was there any trepidation in doing so, and how pleased were you with the results?
There wasn't trepidation in doing so. I didn't really want, you know, I was hoping that we could get through 4 and I could just use him for 2 innings because he didn't throw a lot of pitches yesterday. And then, you know, I was trying to get through that 4th inning and we weren't able to do it because I knew that I had Robertson. Once I got Robertson up, I had to get him in the game. You know, I had Dellen, you know, maybe for 4 outs. You know, Chapman maybe for 4 outs. Didn't have other guys, so I was trying to get through it. But, you know, we figured he was ready to do it, and he didn't work too hard last night.
How Charlie Robertson around allows you to use Dylan in the seventh. It's the first time you started the seventh this year.
Yeah, I mean, it allows me to interchange things. And I knew Dallin probably had a little more gas in his tank than Robbie did, just because Robbie had thrown the two previous days.
With Green, I know, you know, maybe it's different when he starts going through a lineup more than once, but is he in play at all for that fifth
it's
starter?
It's just it takes so long to build up. You know, that's the thing. And we love what he gives us out of the bullpen. So, you know, to rebuild him up would probably take three or four starts, and you really don't want him out of your pen for three or four starts.
John, you said Chance Adams needs work. I mean, is he? Can you go to that option?
That's, well, I mean, I'm going to say it again. That decision's not in my hand,
right?
I don't really get to see him on a daily basis, and they feel that he still needs work. So,
D.D. Gregorius continues another fine season at shortstop for the Yankees. His two home runs bring him up to 14 on the year. He's batting .304, and he has 44 RBIs.
I mean, you know, like you said, you know, since June was the last time, you know, we had a good feeling coming here. So, you know, guys kept putting out the best. We were down, we came back, so we kept fighting. So that's why it shows how the team is.
You were a big contributor today with two home runs. What's the feeling like when you hit two in a game?
Well, it's my first time. I think I had two home runs in the game professionally. So, you know, it's fun. Most importantly, that we win. That's the most important part of the game.
Clint Frazier. Zebel was the go-ahead run, scored the go-ahead runs. What have you seen from him since he's come up? He's been a big contributor offensively as well.
Yeah, you know, he's maturing at bat. Let's put it that way. You know, he's putting up good at bats and get ready to hit. That's basically what he's doing, you know, hitting the ball all over the field. That's really important, too, for a young guy to come up here and do.
How do you keep things going when you get to New York?
Stay positive. That's the only thing that works right now. Stay positive and let everything that's bad happen. Just let it be. Just play it positive and you go in the right direction.
Back to work on Tuesday at home against the Reds, Jordan Montgomery will make the start.